At least 11 dead across the U.S. during protests. By Catherine Rodriguez on June 2, 2020. At least 11 people have died in the U.S. over the unrest concerning the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. The latest deaths occurred in Cicero, a suburb of Chicago. On Monday when two people were shot and killed during protests, WGN reported. Floyd died in police custody after a Minneapolis police officer pinned him to the ground by kneeling on his neck for nearly 10 minutes. Since Floyd's May 25 death, at least 9 others died during protests and riots against police brutality. James Skurlick, 22, for example, was a black man shot outside a bar in Omaha, Nebraska, on Saturday night. It is believed that the man who owned the bar opened fire out of self-defense. Last night, I lost a son. My kids lost a brother. His daughter lost a father. We want them to go to court. The man's father, James Skurlick Sr., told the Omaha World-Herald. The bar owner has been told he will not face charges. He was, however, evicted from his downtown property. David McAdee, 53, of Louisville, Kentucky, was shot and killed on Monday. McAdee owned a barbecue business in Louisville, the Courier-Journal reported. He left a great legend behind. He was a good person. Everybody around him would say that. My son didn't hurt nobody. He didn't do nothing to nobody, said his mother, Odessa Riley. Two people were shot dead in Davenport, Iowa. After a night of rioting on Sunday night in the city, the Des Moines Register reported. One victim was identified as Italia Marie Kelly, 22, who had been attending one of the Floyd protests. She was about to leave the protests when she was reportedly struck by a bullet that hit her shoulder and chest. The other victim, whose name was not released by the police, was killed in a separate incident. Two people died in Indianapolis on Saturday night after multiple shootings were reported during the protests. On late Friday night, a Federal Protective Service officer was shot dead at the federal building in Oakland. Patrick Underwood, 53, of Pinole, California, was on patrol during the riots when he was shot at by someone in a vehicle. Oakland Police Department Chief Susan Mannheimer told KGO that the attack was most likely targeted at cops. It's likely there was a targeting of uniformed officers. To the extent with which they were involved with our demonstration, we're really not sure, she said. A 21-year-old man from Detroit was killed on Friday night after an unknown person approached a Dodge Caliber sitting in a parking lot. The unknown suspect approached the vehicle and opened fire into it. The victim died from his injuries at a local hospital. KMOV reported that a man in St. Louis died after falling underneath a FedEx truck driving away from protesters on Saturday morning.